I'm Tim Burke for the Big Rapids Radio Network. Here's the news for Monday evening, May 8th, 2017. The Isabella County Sheriff's Office is investigating a car fire. Deputies responded to the scene on North Coldwater Road in Sherman Township on Saturday when they discovered a body in the car. The vehicle appeared to have left the roadway and traveled through a ditch for a short distance before hitting a driveway and flipping end over end. Police say the driver may be a 19-year-old female from the Weedman area. The medical examiner's office at Sparrow is working to confirm the victim's identity. Big Rapids Township is looking to expand its firehouse. Last week, the Township Board of Trustees approved nearly $250,000 for the project. Township Supervisor Bill Stanek says the expansion is needed.
This building is 30 years old. It was designed for a lot smaller township, and our township in the last 30 years has continued to grow.
Stanek notes that working in cramped quarters is hard on firefighting personnel and on equipment.
We have equipment sitting outside all winter long. We have vehicles that we can't get inside the building.
The project has to be approved by the Planning Commission, after which there will be a public hearing. Stanek says if all goes well, he expects construction to begin late summer or fall. Another company wants to pump more water out of the ground near Everett. Colorado-based Michigan Potash wants to drill 11 injection wells for a potash mining operation. Ken Ford, a wildlife manager who lives near the proposed site, says at least two other companies have tried unsuccessfully to operate potash mines in the same area, and residents have paid a high price.
A lot of our roads got destroyed. The air quality was terrible. There are times when your eyes burn. You worry about what that stuff's doing to the environment. Truck traffic and noise and then the water pollution.
An analysis by Michigan Citizens for Water Conservation concludes the aquifer cannot sustain the intended water withdrawals and that permanent damage to the environment would result. A pilot who tried to take off from Robin Hood Airport is shook up but okay. Steve Gove has the story.
An airplane pilot walked away with minor injuries after a plane crash at Big Rapids' Robin Hood Airport Sunday morning. Wacosta County Sheriff deputies say the plane was on the runway about to take off, but the plane caught an upwind, which caused the pilot to lose control. The plane then landed in a field just off the runway. The pilot, Aaron Sedin of Cedar Springs, refused treatment from EMS. Police believe the weather was a contributing factor to the crash. The FAA was contacted. They will be doing further investigation. From the News Update Desk, I'm Steve reporting.
Legislation to eliminate Michigan's pistol registration law is in the works. Republican Representative Lee Chatfield has introduced the legislation that would make registering a handgun optional and eliminate the $250 fine for not registering. Chatfield argues registering handguns does not prevent crime and the government does not need a list of those who own them. Starting today, Spectrum Health Reed City Hospital is hosting the National Diabetes Prevention Program in Reed City. The program offers those at high risk for type 2 diabetes an opportunity to learn how to lead a healthier life. People with prediabetes, an elevated blood glucose level not yet high enough to be diagnosed as diabetes, are 5 to 15 times more likely to develop type 2 diabetes than those with normal blood glucose levels. To register for the program, call 231-832-6636. Some frozen breakfasts are being recalled due to possible listeria contamination. Officials at Pinnacle Foods say some Aunt Jemima breakfast favorites, including frozen pancakes, waffles, and French toast, are affected. No sicknesses have been reported, and distributors have already been notified to take the affected items off their shelves. Proposed legislation in Lansing would allow for immediate teaching certificates for educators that are spouses of active duty military personnel stationed in Michigan. State Representative Joe Bellino says it's all meant to cut red tape.
Got to get background checks. They test them for some core class. Do they have the knowledge? They get the transcript sent from the other state. It can take a month or 2 months and cost a lot of money, or maybe longer. It costs a lot of money to do this.
Bellino says a one-year temporary teaching certificate would be awarded if the teacher's current superintendent and former superintendent sign off. Gas prices have dropped about 8 cents in Michigan over the past week. AAA Michigan says the statewide average for a gallon of gas is now $2.34 a gallon, and that's about 12 cents more than at this time last year. A gallon of unleaded in the Big Rapids area stands at about $2.38. That's the news for Monday evening, May 8th, 2017. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke.